Stefan Radzinski joins us. Stefan, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Now, you do a lot of open wheel racing, right?
But
mostly. And you're jumping into a little cast car. How much of a change is that for you?
Yeah. And before we get started, I'll let you know it's the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. That is the official name for it. And I'm pumped. It'll be new. It'll be awesome. And I'm really excited for the whole opportunity. I'll get a chance to jump into the Dicom Express and EpiPen car for Tagliani Autosport, and I'll actually be driving Alex's car. So it's pretty exciting for me.
So how did this come about?
Well, it's been something I've been working on. I mean, I've known Alex for a little while. I've been working with Cantorque out here in Edmonton. They've kind of combined and created this Tagliani Autosport team. And obviously, Alex is the main driver for the team, and he'll be running all year. It kind of came about mostly because Alex actually got a ride in the Indy 500 again this season, and he needed to be qualifying for that race that weekend. So they needed someone to fill in that seat. So, through sort of the connections that I've had and, you know, their faith in me, I've been lucky to be put in that seat.
So tell me, from a driver perspective, what is the biggest challenge in going from open wheel racing into the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series for you as a driver? Do you have to change how you approach the race? What's the thing you've had to work on the most in practice?
You know, that's something I haven't got in the car yet, so it's kind of I don't want to jump the gun on it, but I know it's a bigger car. I've driven it a few years ago. I've had a one test day in one, so I know it's a bigger, heavier car with a lot more power. So, the overall, it doesn't have maybe the nimbleness of the open wheel cars, but it's got a lot of power, and you have to really lean on the car. And it's I'm sure it's no easier. It's just a different style of sport.
Has it been something that's intrigued you for a while? Could you see yourself making a full-time change over to NASCAR and stock cars?
I really do. I mean, at this point, in my career, it was losing the Edmonton Indy. It was really tough to keep that going. It was, you wanted to stay within the community. You wanted to, keep your career going. And the only way to do that is to have sponsorship. And without the local race, I wasn't at a level yet where you're going to get the national sponsors knocking on your door and, like the big Coca-Colas and Pepsis. I mean, the reality is, unless you're at that top level, it's very difficult. And sometimes even there, it's difficult. So just looking at things from that perspective, this made a lot of sense. I get to be on racing here in Canada again in front of our people. In front of our sponsors, and it'll be televised on TSN nationally. So it's a really good opportunity for me to sort of start building the brand here in Canada again. In the end, it's still a race car, and I'm trying to make a career with this in any way I can. So, jumping into taking any spot, that's just, that's the guy that replaced my hero, Greg Moore, years ago. So I've known Alex's name forever, and I know he's become one of the most well-known names in Canadian motorsports. And now I get a chance to jump in for him. It'll be pretty cool.
Stefan Radzinski joins us. He'll be stepping into Alex Tagliani's car coming up in the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series. So when do you get your first opportunity to get behind the wheel?
I actually get my first opportunity on May 2nd. I'll be flying out to Ontario at the Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, which is just outside Toronto. Formerly known as Mossport. I'm getting a little bit of a break. At least it's a road course. So I'm not necessarily jumping onto an oval right away. I'm getting a chance to do something that I'm a little bit more familiar with. And I've done a lot of coaching and driving with sort of street style cars or bigger, heavier or high performance sports cars. So that should help me in terms of that experience, in terms of the adjustment. But I'll only have one day in the car before the race weekend kicks off on March 17th, or May 17th, 18th, pardon me.
So before then, though, is there any cars around here? Like, I know it's not the same, but can you do any sort of simulation that's similar?
Yeah, I think the best thing I've had in the off season is obviously using the simulator over at Cantorque that they have there. I know you guys have come see me out there, and you guys have had a little bit of a challenge on that simulator before. And that's honestly the closest thing I've had. I've been out of a race car since August. So a lot of times it's not like a sport like hockey or soccer or something you can just go practice every day. It really is part of the skill set as a driver that you have to be ready to adapt fast. I mean, you don't have a choice. Race weekend comes and minute one, lap one, you know, at the highest level, and especially at this kind of level, when you're dealing with guys with this level of experience, you're expected to perform no matter what. It's just the nature of the sport. No one feels sorry for you at that point where, oh, you didn't get enough practice. I mean, the race weekend kicks off and it's go time. So adapting and really being quick on that is super important for us.
Now, I noticed earlier you were tweeting out some thoughts and topics about, you know, the change in racing helmets for protection. Obviously, it's probably a little bit more important. The speed in auto racing is just a little bit more than it is in hockey. Now I know that the gentleman you talked about is working on changing football helmets. Now, I know football and racing helmets are closer to one another than a hockey helmet is, just on the sheer, you know, the size of it, you know, the curvatures of it. Do you see, like, a hockey helmet? I don't know if it could ever be like the old Winwells way back when. Wade Babbage played with me this weekend, and he had one. But yeah. I don't know if they get away from kind of the square CCMs. But do you think that's something hockey parents should seriously be looking at, is the change in helmets to try to reduce the concussions?
I mean, to me, honestly, the football helmets and the hockey helmets are way more similar, actually, than the racing ones. And, I mean, maybe not in terms of the look, but in terms of the impact, you know, in hockey and in football, it's multiple impacts. And where in racing, you're really designed and have a helmet focused for just one big impact, and then essentially it's trash. You know, the racing helmet's built for that. But, you know, just with these companies like Simpson and Bell and RI, all these racing helmet companies, that they've just got so much time invested in making it, you know, in what makes these helmets safe. It's almost crazy to think how much easier it would be for those guys to come up with something that could be really beneficial. And I'm not saying it necessarily has to be a big change in the look and everything, but I think purely in terms of like the research and development that those guys have done, I'm certain they could come up with something better that's on the market today. I mean, if you obviously different applications, but if you look at the differences in safety aspects compared to my helmet to the current hockey helmets, it's pretty outstanding.
How much change has there been in the racing helmet since you got into the sport?
Since I got into it, they're always progressing, and I think it's actually come to a really good level now. They never stop, but it's something that's probably, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20 or 30 years ahead of what football or hockey helmets are nowadays. It's just, you know, it's something that was taken very seriously. Obviously, way back in the day in racing, there was a ton of deaths. There was multiple deaths per year in each series, and that was a serious cause for concern. Obviously now, you know, here in hockey and football, we're starting to get those residual effects where we're starting to hear about, well, the impacts are causing problems later on. And you know, it's something I think if you look at the way that, you know, the market's changing and everyone's, you know, it's such a big concern. It would be surprising if there weren't more developed focus that way. Because, I mean, I don't think the game's slowing down anytime soon. So I think it would definitely be something interesting to look at.
Our race car driver, Stefan Rosinski, joins us. He will be heading out east in May for the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series, driving Tagliani's car. Your first opportunity to get behind the wheel for that. You'd mentioned earlier, you kind of hinted that, not that you're closing the book, of course, on open wheel racing, but how much did the Edmonton Indy impact overall, you know, open wheel racing in Western Canada? Like, is there any place you could go in Canada to really continue that career if you wanted to?
It's very difficult. I mean, if you look at IndyCar and that open wheel ladder, I think they've got one stop in Toronto. I think only one of the junior series that I competed in last year will be there. So that's the one opportunity. So essentially, it's just one weekend a year. You're trying to build a program for a full season. And in those series, you really need to have the funding for that and to be able to move up, and without the sort of corporate support, it's really, really difficult. So I'm not closing the book on it. Obviously, if there was an opportunity to jump into an IndyCar or Indy Lights or something, you know, along that ladder, of course I would I'd very seriously consider that if it was the right opportunity. You know, the Indy 500 is still something, you know, it's on the bucket list, if you would say, of the races you'd love to compete in and love to win. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's closing the book, but it's looking at the sport a little bit different way, trying to be a bit more strategic and smart in the races I do compete in, and really, you know, essentially start building the brand and everything I need to around here in Canada, and in the end, just providing a really good value for my sponsors and supporters, because those are the guys that make the show run.
Well, we'll be watching. Of course, it's on TSN. Best of luck, and hopefully it's just the start of many rides for you in the NASCAR series.
Thanks. I'll be trying. I'm working on something to get together for the Edmonton and Saskatoon races out west here. So I'm working with Cantor Christensen Developments and Goldmark Diesel, my local partners, and hopefully we'll be able to put something together to run out west here right in front of my home fans as well.
Well, Stefan, as always, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.